but it belongs to the animal. You don't understand the other part, which is connected to the invisible stuff, which is not, by invisible I mean it's not physical like this. By invisible I mean cyberspace. What is cyberspace? Does my parents' genetic have something to do with that? The elderly generations, they don't know what cyberspace is. So what? This is how it is. Yes, read the explanation.
How man is deluded by the sagacity and imaginations of his nature, and does not seek knowledge of the unseen, which is the knowledge possessed by the prophets. I saw pictures and paintings in the house. I was without self-control in love of the house. I was unaware of any hidden treasure. Otherwise, the axe would have been the pomander in my hand. Ah, if I had given the axe its due, I should now have given a quittance to grief. I was casting my eye on the picture and falling idly in love like children.
What is all this? You see that the story is put aside, right? And here, this is a real good dervish, which is talking about it. Yeah, I was stupid. I looked around, and the building was beautiful, so I started to love it. I didn't know the hidden treasure down there. If it was that, I will change the tool. Except I don't paint it, I ruin it, because down there is something, but I didn't get it. Then, yes.
That fortunate sage, then, has said, well, you are a child. The house is full of pictures and paintings. In the Ilahi Nama, he gave many an injunction, saying, raise the dust from your own household. Enough, O Moses.
We got it? There was a point here you didn't, because there are some words here that you don't understand. First of all, they said, the fortunate sage. The word is Hakim. And you know how important that word is for us, because Hikmat is this knowledge, and Hakim is the wise man here. Right? So he said, that Hakime successful fellow, he said what? He said, you are like the babies and the house is beautiful, and the physical existence is beautiful and full of painting and colors and all that stuff. Then we go to Elohi Nameh. Elohi Nameh, Elah means Allah. Elohi Nameh means talking about God. And this is a very famous book of a philosopher in his time. We say, in that book, he gave a lot of advices. Do you remember the beginning of this is, Moses said, I give you one advice, if you listen, then you receive those four. Here, he points out towards that advice that this is it in Elohi Nameh. He talked a lot and he said, listen, ruin your physical existence, ruin your animal existence. Because if not, it will ruin you. Enough. So he goes to the word enough, but here Pharaoh will say, enough. Tell me the third one. Yeah.
Tell the third promise, for my heart has become lost from the agitation caused by it.
Yeah, you see how cheater he is? Mm-hmm. We know at the end of it, when he listens to all four, even his wife advises him, he doesn't accept, but he will say, I'm very tempted, very interested, so tell me the third one. Yes.
Moses said, this third is a twofold empire. appertaining to the two worlds, free from adversary and enemy.
Look at there. You see that two stuff together, yin and yang? Here he will make everything couple just like that. He will say, oh, first of all, this existence is somehow doubling. There is a hidden stuff in this space. And there are two words which they have no enemy in it. First of all, when you're thinking about the people, they are enemy or friend, right? Here he will make them both one in one part of those double stuff, that there is no enemy. And it's bigger than the one that you had before. Because one you had before was in fighting, but this one is in peaceful agreement. Yes?
Greater than the empire of which you are now in possession. For that was at war, and this at peace. He who bestows on you at war such an empire as this, consider how he will lay the table for you at peace. That bounty which gave you those things in your unrighteousness, consider what will be care in your faithfulness. O Moses, said he, what is the fourth? Quickly declare it. My patience is gone and my desire has waxed great.
Okay, what was the third one? Yeah, what was his promise? He said, I will give you a word without this duality. This duality works very good by itself when it is yin and yang. The enemy, the fighting, that one will not be here. A peaceful life. And said, you know what I'm talking about? And he looked at you. I'm sure you don't. What I'm talking about, Rudy? You. Because he explained it very, very carefully here. He said, listen, the first one, by first one I mean your animal life. What is your animal life? It's full of fighting, defending yourself, enemies and all that, right? That's the animal life you have. Where did you get it? You forget that animal life you have, full of fighting and greed and all that, is given to you by Creator. You are a bad guy and you're given all that. Imagine if you become a good guy, what will be given to you? The same source that gave you life will give you the satisfaction and happiness of peace. Yes, and the fourth one.
He said, the fourth is that you will remain young, hair like pitch and cheeks like the Argoan. To us, color and perfume are very worthless, but you are low, so we have made our words low. Boasting of color and perfume and dwelling place is a joy and deception to children.
Interesting. We arrive to the last one and say, okay, what is the fourth one? The fourth one is magical stuff. He said, you will remain young. What it means, really? Then, why do you mean remain young? I mean, you're stupid. I have to talk stupid. Sorry. This is what it is. Because being proud of the color and the smell and the place and all that, it's childish. So if you're happy with your physical existence, you're silly. That's why the fourth one looks silly to you. The fourth one is something I cannot explain to you. You will be given a good heart. How could I explain it? You don't have a heart. You're a pharaoh. How could he tell you that you will be patient and you will be kind, you will be peaceful? You don't even understand it. How could I explain it? I have to bring it down to a very stupid level for you, stupid fellow, to understand it. This is why I would say becoming young and young. Let me talk about this, because this is a serious subject. That's why I said, it's so difficult, I have to bring in stupid stuff to talk about it. So, let me do something. Bayan. I told you what is bayan. Tabyin. When it is at the beginning of those titles, it's explanation of something, bringing out that something. Suddenly the story stops, everything. Let's talk about one khabar. That finished. Qawlihi alayhi salam means let's talk about another quotation. Then, after two paragraphs, Pharaoh will go and talk to his wife. Before that, there are two explanations to this, because this is a very serious subject. Look at it this way. What are we promising you? We tell you, come sit down and listen and work. What? What is our promise? Is this. This promise of Pharaoh to Moses is promise of Rumi to me. And at the end, I believe it's a promise of Haq to all human beings. It's a promise. It's complicated. You see, when it begins that you will be healthy, you're satisfied. And you have no other question. Why? Because you're just stupid animal. Sorry. That's how it is. You're the animal, and for animal health, okay, let's go. What do you mean by health? Because psychological health is not here, right? We're talking the physical stuff. So one sentence was for that. The third one and the fourth one were short. The second one was long. Why? Because in the sentence there is quantity. Long life. When you say long life, everyone thinks about more. What is more? More of quality? Yes. Quantities, there is no use. And he needed to explain it. So he went through paragraphs and explaining that human being is like this, you will be proud of that part of you, which is nonsense, which is given to you and will be taken away with you. The most honest fellow that you understand, what is their brag? The good people, what are they bragging about? Their own knowledge, what they have. Doesn't anyone brag that, oh, I was good in this? It was given to you. Right? And it could be taken away. Look around you. All these will be given and taken away. There is one thing that will not be taken away. What is it? Ah. Ah, pity that you don't know. There is one thing that cannot be taken away from me. If I do something good for someone, that joy that I receive is permanently here and doesn't change at all. That's the human experience. It's not the animal experience. That part. So he came to the second one, explanation. Third one was not that bad. Why? Because third one is somehow easy to understand. He said, you know what? There will be no enemies. So that fighting part of the animal will slip. But the third one is, the fourth one is the most important one, and it cannot be explained that way. I will bring in the lowest level of talking here, which is the Sukhan.